The Clinton campaign billed the event at UW-Milwaukee as a Women for Hillary grassroots organizing meeting. In one of the preliminary speeches, State Senator Lena Taylor declared unity.
Yes! Hillary is our girl!
Clinton, the former Secretary of State, New York Senator, and First Lady of the U.S., soon took the stage and spent much of her speech talking about her plans to help women.
When I talk about equal pay for equal work and some of these issues that really affect a lot of working women, the Republicans often say, oh, there she goes playing the gender card. Well, if advocating for equal pay for equal work is playing the gender card, deal me in. I am ready to play that as hard as I can.
Clinton also took up the issue of police shootings of African-American citizens, mentioning the Dontre Hamilton case in Milwaukee and framing it as a woman's concern.
We need to recognize that the ability of black mothers to raise their children in safety is a woman's issue. It's an American issue.
And Clinton addressed the Republicans' attack on funding for Planned Parenthood. She says one of the attackers has been Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
He did defund Planned Parenthood, making it harder for some Wisconsin women to get those cancer screenings, those breast exams, that birth control, that life-saving preventive care.
The audience of about 1,000 people, mostly women, cheered Clinton many times. Among the supporters, Mindy DeHate of Whitefish Bay.
Totally locked in, believe in women's rights, believe in who she is, and love her stance on international business.
Dallas Reed of Milwaukee says it's time for a female president.
Our country needs to move forward, get away from the good old boys network, and stop the chauvinism.
But a recent Marquette University poll showed statewide support for Clinton dropped during the summer. She remains ahead of Senator Bernie Sanders among Wisconsin Democrats, but there were Sanders supporters at the Clinton event. Sandra Pucci of Milwaukee says Clinton hasn't been bold enough.
I think she needs to come out and say that we need a minimum wage of $15 an hour. I think she needs to pledge to not wage war on Iran.
Camille Johnson of Glendale also says Clinton hasn't been tough enough on issues like regulating banks.
She doesn't seem to come out and make definitive statements, and it makes us think she doesn't have a definitive plan.
But Johnson and Sandra Pucci say they'd vote for Clinton next year if she's the Democratic nominee. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's Republican lieutenant governor is trying to draw more women and men to the GOP. At a Republican Party news conference yesterday, Rebecca Clayfish insisted Clinton is wrong on Planned Parenthood and women's health issues.
Hillary Clinton is far outside the norm and the belief of Americans when it comes to abortion. Right now, we want to protect both women's health, but also babies.
Clayfish highlighted Clinton's declining approval rating in the state, but brushed off dropping numbers in Wisconsin for Clayfish's boss, Scott Walker. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.